depth pays dividends, banning pop-up kicks, and half the story. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There's nothing like having a lineup in any sport that's deep in talent. It's an even bigger deal when that plays out over time, especially when your school's enrollment isn't that big to begin with. For the girls' cross-country team at Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, the intrigue comes with having six of its top seven runners, which won a second straight Lower Peninsula Division IV title a year ago, returning.
It's hard to imagine that after the past two seasons, we still have something to look forward to, but we've got eight gals that I think we can get under 20 minutes, and if that's a case and they're healthy, you know, we should be pretty tough to beat again.
Coach Mark Zittelberger's Irish nearly had all seven runners at last year's finals at Michigan International Speedway claim All-State honors for the second straight year. Senior Megan Nowak, who just missed All-State honors 2 years ago and sat out last year with an injury, says the Irish are a very competitive group.
We're a really deep team for D4. It's not really going to affect us too much. We have a lot of runners who push each other and push each other to be on varsity and push each other to get to Brooklyn again.
Senior Bailey McConnell, who finished second individually in 2016 and fifth in 2015, leads a trio of sisters on the team along with junior Cammie and sophomore Desiree. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Austin Brown of Madison Heights, Madison, who broke a state record with eight touchdown passes in the first half of a football win over Warren Lincoln last Thursday. And Ann Forsyth of Ann Arbor Pioneer, one of three runners at last weekend's Pete Moss Invitational at Benzie Central, which broke the 17-minute mark for the first time since Rochester's Megan Gothals in 2009. She won with a time of 16:50.3. Are you fueling properly? Most student athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the most exciting plays in football is the onside kick, which has turned the tide around in many games. In the interest of safety, national high school rules this year have eliminated the onside kick where the ball is kicked with great force off the tee into the ground, generating a pop-up ball, which creates a dangerous recovery situation. This kind of pop-up kick will immediately be blown dead by the officials, and a 5-yard penalty will be assessed to the kicking team. Onside kicks that are dribbled along the ground, hitting at least twice, are still legal by rule, and the kicker can still pooch kick the ball straight up into the air off the tee. But the pop-up kick, which hits the ground first and bounces only once, is no longer a playable ball.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to MHSAA.com now to be a referee. Well, never let the facts stand in the way of a good story is an old saying that has reared its head as some folks in the media try to report on the participation numbers in high school football. The latest guilty party was the Washington Post, which last week reported that Michigan had nearly 60 schools having dropped their football programs in the last 5 years, citing numbers from the annual National Federation of State High School Associations Participation Survey. I've seen some other reports which put the same information out there, and it's only half the story. The thing that's missed when looking at the Federation numbers is an additional column in the report for states which have formats of football using fewer than 11 players. And guess what? That's where all those schools are. 8-player football will be played by over 60 schools in Michigan this year, and the addition of this sport nearly a decade ago has kept the Friday night lights on in some communities, fired them up in some other towns where they hadn't been seen in decades, and given small schools new to the MHSAA membership an opportunity to introduce the sport. Now, we're still concerned about the slip in overall participation numbers on the gridiron, a convergence of a dwindling student population, fear of injury, and too many folks buying into the need to specialize in another sport rather than support their school by playing multiple sports. But high school football is alive and well across the country and in Michigan, in spite of this wave of partial information. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.